Hi, Tom. My name is Terry Stone, and I'm the Sustainability Value Chain Lead for North America for Syngenta.
How important is building sustainability in today's agriculture, Terry?
I believe it's in paramount importance. Think about it just for a moment, Tom. I mean, right now we have 7 billion people in the world. We're using about an extra third of the planet to be able to feed just those 7 billion. We're going to need, by 2050, probably two times the amount of land to be able to produce the amount of food needed to feed those people at today's level of productivity. Even by 2030, we're going to be at 8 billion. So there's a short-term need for additional food to be able to feed people. The importance of utilizing resources as efficiently as possible, land, water, energy, really makes it critical in being able to accomplish that. And sustainability is really about utilizing resources today to meet our needs and being able to either enhance or at least ensure that future generations are able to have resources to meet their needs.
When we say sustainability, what does that mean to you?
Well, really, it's a difficult... Oftentimes, sustainability can be a very difficult discussion to have, and it has so many different interpretations. What we've really come to view it as, in a very simple way, is growing more from less. So producing more corn, soy, cotton, et cetera, using less land, less water, less energy, preserving, you know, the soil, having less soil loss per bushel or per hundredweight of potatoes, et cetera. So for me, sustainability in Syngenta is really about growing more from less. There is, of course, the triple bottom line aspect of it. It's not just about productivity. It's about profitability. If a grower cannot economically be productive and profitable enough to stay in business, their operation is not going to be sustainable. And for the local economy upon which they depend on the success of the grower, it also is not going to be very successful. So the opportunity is, as I said, it's really growing more from less.
What is Syngenta doing specifically to build sustainability?
Well, Syngenta spends about over $1 billion a year, about $1.2 billion a year in R&D. And Syngenta is only an agricultural company, not only, but that's our business, is agriculture. So for Syngenta, we're investing in being able to develop solutions that really utilize our broad portfolio of crop protectants, seed care, our genetics and seeds, traits, to be able to bring these solutions together in a package, in an integrated package, that enables growers to grow more from less and increase their own profitability.
I want to relate this to your customer, to the grower. What is Syngenta doing, and how are they working with growers to promote sustainability?
Well, we're doing that in a number of different ways and levels. One aspect, just from a agricultural sustainability perspective, Syngenta was one of the founding members of Field to Market, the Keystone Alliance for Sustainable Agriculture. And this is a group of more than 60 agricultural stakeholders throughout the value chain, including growers, commodity organizations, input providers like Syngenta and our competitors, food companies, grain handlers, conservation organizations like the Nature Conservancy and Environmental Defense, World Wildlife, as well as agencies such as the NRCS, all coming together, have all worked together to be able to define what sustainable agriculture really is, which is essentially being able to achieve outcomes in key resource areas that enable us to be able to meet our needs now and of course, for future generations to even enhance their ability to meet their needs. With that, it has given us the opportunity to help growers be able to measure their own performance against these metrics, such as land use, irrigation water use, soil loss, energy use, carbon emissions, on a per unit of output basis. And by doing so, they can establish a baseline to know where they started from. To be able to communicate that gives a great way for them to tell their story, because they have been incredibly sustainable and been improving their productivity and resource efficiency over the last 20, 30 years. So it gives them a way to tell that story. And for companies that have made commitments to be able to reduce their energy use per unit of box of cereal, for example, or reduce their carbon emissions or energy, they are able to work with growers to be able to understand how their activities are also helping their products. So Syngenta has been very engaged in that, but Syngenta is also, technology is an enabler for a great deal of this. And Syngenta has been developing products such as AgriSure Artesian, which allows corn to be produced in areas that are water limited and under stress conditions can enhance yield by 25% over a variety or a non-AgriSure Artesian variety, producing new traits like Viptera that offers control of more than 15 different Lepidopteran pests in corn that has resulted in very significant yield gains, brand new technology. So with those technologies and being able to bring them together, Syngenta is really helping growers produce more from less as well as continue to be productive and profitable.
Sustainability has become a characteristic by which companies want to be known. Where is sustainability going next?
Well, sustainability, it's interesting. I think there's a trend or a curve, a learning curve that often happens. And we've seen this in many other industries, and we're seeing it in agriculture as well. When a baseline is established, just like when you balance your checkbook, you know how much money you have, you know where you're spending it, et cetera. And then you know where, you know, you should cut back if you need to. It's the same thing with agriculture. As more and more growers, and this is going on throughout the value chain, as more and more growers begin to establish a baseline for themselves, that will really help them be able to better recognize opportunities for their cost savings, but also to innovate and then differentiate themselves so that they can be more competitive and more profitable as other companies within the value chain are doing very similar things, whether it's a grain handler or a company like Syngenta or a retailer, where they're looking to find out how they can best manage their resource usage as well. I believe that Syngenta is really positioned as probably the leading agricultural products company, to be able to help growers not only become more sustainable over time, because everybody can improve, but also more profitable and more productive so that we really can achieve the goals that we're trying to as a society.